Use your head. If you want a healthy baby, you have to be healthy, which means you have to give up your gross vices. Not only is smoking nasty, but it can cause premature birth, attention deficit disorder, ADD, during childhood, asthma, respiratory disease, and low birth weight. All the toxic components from smoking go directly into your baby's bloodstream, weakening the immune system. This also constricts the veins and arteries, which decreases the flow of oxygen, blood, and nutrients to your baby. Women who smoke are at least 20 times more likely to miscarry than non-smokers. Give it up. And steer clear of secondhand smoke, too. Ditto for drinking. Just 2 drinks a day can significantly increase your risk of miscarriage. Alcohol enters the fetal bloodstream in the same concentration that enters yours. But it takes the baby twice as long to eliminate the alcohol from his system. Drinking while pregnant can cause low birth weight, premature labor, mental deficiencies, physical deformities, and even neonatal death. Alcohol can cause pre- and postnatal growth deficiencies, congenital heart defects, brain anomalies, and an atypical facial appearance. Abnormalities can be seen in approximately 1/3 of infants born to heavy drinkers. And heavy drinking doesn't mean a bottle of Jack Daniels. It means only an average of 1 ounce or more of alcohol per day. If you're craving wine, beer, or booze while pregnant, you're in trouble. To get help quitting drinking, call the Alcoholics Anonymous World Headquarters at 212-870-3400 to find an AA meeting near you, or visit www.alcoholicsanonymous.org. Don't be afraid. It will make you a better mom and a happier person. If you hit the bottle before you knew you were pregnant, don't beat yourself up. Just make healthy choices from here on out. And stop injecting coffee into your veins. Caffeine is a diuretic. It makes you pee more, it drains fluid and calcium from the body, both of which are vital to mom and baby. It can also interfere with your body's ability to absorb iron, which is also detrimental. Now, we know nothing incites rage like suggesting someone kick his or her coffee habit. Time and time again, we see how resistant people are to giving it up. Make no mistake, coffee is a highly addictive drug for many people. And like all drugs, it comes with an ugly slew of side effects. Caffeine, whether found in coffee, tea, or soda, can cause headaches, digestive problems, irritation of the stomach and bladder, peptic ulcers, diarrhea, constipation, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. It affects every organ system, from the nervous system to the skin. Caffeine raises stress hormone levels, inhibits important enzyme systems that are responsible for cleaning the body, and sensitizes nerve reception sites. It basically puts the body into a fight-or-flight mode every time you drink it. So imagine how it can affect your unborn baby. Decreased birth weight, smaller head size, jitters, metabolic problems, and even mental retardation. Add its potential to worsen mood swings and affect your sleep, and it becomes really difficult to see the point.